Trauma and neglect. It's a fact that all of us suffer in this life. Sometimes the suffering is physical, such as disabilities, injuries, or painful illnesses. And sometimes the suffering we experience is psychological or emotional, such as various kinds of abuse we might experience, or traumatic events that leave us scarred. Perhaps all of us have experienced this latter type of pain. There are other types of hurts or emotional injuries we can experience simply from the pain of living in a fallen world. For example, we can harm ourselves through watching TV programs or movies that draw us away from the Christian life. We can become used to behavior and images that are not good for our spiritual health through pornography and video games. We can end up addicted to social media and the craving for likes. Or we might just be ravaged by the general breakdown of family life and healthy, supportive community interactions. All of these are a sort of trauma that the world inflicts on us, or that we inflict on ourselves. However, the good news is that the Lord can and does heal us of these hurts if we turn to Him and seek that healing. Many of us are wounded emotionally early in life. And often we can respond to those hurts by believing lies about ourselves or about other people. We make judgments of other people as a kind of self-defense mechanism. We can also, in response to emotional hurts, make inner decisions or vows to make sure that we are not hurt again in the future. You can always detect an inner vow because they tend to sound like, I must always or I must never do something. Examples of some of these inner vows might be, I will never be like my father or my mother. I will never bring up my children the way I was brought up. I will never trust a man or a woman ever again. I must make sure that I am always the one in control. I must protect my kids at all costs. I will never get divorced. I must make people like me. I must look my best at all times. I will never be vulnerable in public ever again. Often inner vows sound good. They sound like something that will help us navigate through life successfully. But because they are made out of brokenness and in response to emotional wounds, they never help. In fact, they often bring about the very thing you're vowing against. Inner vows put pressure on us and are never like free decisions. There's always an element of coercion involved, and they can end up trapping us in patterns of behaviour that are unhelpful and destructive. For that reason, it's a good idea to renounce any inner vows that we've made. The other outcome to emotional hurt is that we begin to believe lies about ourselves. Examples might be, I am unloved and unlovable. I'm alone in the world and no one understands me. If I trust, I will be disappointed. I'm bad, stupid, or ugly. I'm powerless to change either myself or the situation. I have nothing to live for. Everything is confusing. Once again, it's important to come against these kinds of lies. The truth is that each of us is a beloved daughter or son of our Heavenly Father, and He gives us the power through our baptism to live in the truth of that identity. The lies we believe are often not so much a product of our own thoughts, but an attack from outside by our enemy. There is a reason why Jesus calls Satan the father of lies. But emotional trauma is only one kind of hurt that we can receive in life. Another kind is neglect. There are all sorts of ways that we might experience neglect, especially as we are growing up. Physical neglect might manifest itself in the absence of food and shelter, or even not being hugged enough as a child, or if a parent is physically absent. Emotional neglect can occur if we are not nurtured, or if there is a lack of communication or a lack of emotional support during difficult periods growing up. One of the major sources of emotional neglect is a lack of affirmation. Sometimes that can happen in big families when a child is overlooked or ignored by one or both parents. Another type of neglect can be if a child is robbed of their childhood by having too much responsibility thrust on them when they are too young. Perhaps one or both parents abdicate responsibility and leave it to the children to sort out themselves. Many experiences of childhood, either of trauma or neglect, can seem rather insignificant when you look back on them as an adult. But you have to bear in mind that when you're a child, you don't have the benefit of adult rationality and resilience. So for a child, some experiences may be huge. Many times we respond to childhood trauma and neglect by developing coping mechanisms. Some people have chunks of their childhood that they can't remember at all. That can happen if there have been significant traumas that they have experienced. Other ways that people protect themselves are by trying to compensate for the deficiencies in our character through artificial behaviours, wearing masks, as it were, to hide our pain from others, developing self-protective mechanisms such as inner vows, exposing ourselves to further hurt because of feelings of worthlessness, or developing addictions and sin patterns. Those sin patterns usually fall into the category of the seven deadly sins. Pride, which can be described as the idolatry of self and can manifest itself as self-righteousness, self-deception and self-promotion. Sloth, which is an idolatry of ease and false comfort and is characterised by laziness or giving up when things get difficult. Envy, which is an idolatry of position or status, coveting what someone else has or bringing them down through what we say about them to others. Lust, an idolatry of sex or relationships, and this can manifest in various forms of immorality, fornication, adultery, pornography, sexual fantasy or illicit attachments. Gluttony, which is an idolatry of food, drink or drugs. It usually results in self-indulgence of various sorts because we're seeking false comfort through what we take into our body. Greed, which is different from gluttony. It's more like an idolatry of security, wealth or money. Some of the things that might show a tendency to greed are hoarding, stealing or using people to get ahead. And lastly, anger, which you could describe as an idolatry of power, control or justice. Anger will display itself in bitterness, judgments and retaliation and can manifest itself in either angry outbursts or seething internal rage. These are the ways that we can end up responding to hurts and wounds we received earlier in life through either trauma or neglect. Sometimes our hurts and the damage we received from past experiences can seem overwhelming. But God is merciful and more often than not deals with only one thing at a time by allowing things to rise to the surface through distress or discomfort. He is not angry at our weakness or our sinful response to those wounds. He wants to heal us and free us from the burden that the years have placed on us. To find that healing, all we need to do is offer our brokenness to him and ask him to make us well again. Let's do that now. Jesus, you are the divine physician and you want to heal our emotional and psychological wounds. We offer them to you now and ask that you stretch out your healing hand to us as you did so many times during your ministry, which we read about in the Gospels. We offer to you all the times when we were abused and traumatized by the events or conditions of the past. We offer to you all the times when we were denied the nurturing and good influences that we needed to grow into a healthy human being. Forgive us for the sins that we have committed in response to these hurts and make us whole. Amen.